And before this month, for most of us, the word cricket could have been a synonym for a quaint British pastime. Then the Cricket World Cup became the backdrop for a shocking murder. Hours after Pakistan's highly rated team lost in an upset to Ireland, the team's coach was found dead in his hotel room. The Pakistan team returned home over the weekend while police reviewed security tapes from the hotel. World Cup play continues across the Caribbean until the end of April. And in almost every country that once belonged to the British Empire, fans are following it passionately. By population, the largest number of those cricket fans are not English, but South Asian. Commentator Sandeep Roy tells us about the devoted fans in the San Francisco Bay Area.
You can hear the whoops and cheers long before you get to the grounds. The San Jose Panthers and the San Jose Thunderbolts are duking it out at the Cesar Chavez Elementary School.
The bowler has to get the batsman out, just like baseball. So the main motive of the batsman is to save his wicket and then score runs.
Harmeet Singh's been playing cricket for 16 years, first as an all-rounder from Jalandhar in India and now as a San Jose Panther. There are some 50 cricket teams in the Bay Area. Harmeet is trying to spread the gospel, but Americans are reluctant converts.
Their plates are full with, you know, you have baseball, you have basketball, you have American football. And this game is a little bit alien to them. And
that's the way, man. That's the way. Good shot.
Of course, you can watch a big tournament like the World Cup online, or you can get the Cricket Combo Dish Network package. But for the full flavor of cricket, you must have chai and company. Luckily, the IMC6 movie theater in San Jose is showing the matches live and for free.
It's a glorious day in the Caribbean as the Netherlands have a crack at the Australians.
Chaitanya Pedu has to get there at 6 in the morning to open the doors, but he understands.
In India, cricket is a religion. So everybody talks about cricket, and when there is a big match or when India is playing on against another team, if you find a crowd of 10 people, almost 8 of the 8 people will be talking about the cricket.
Point goes here.
Breakfast is on the house, timed with the drink breaks in St. Kitts.
Can I have some tea, please?
Gautam Paul and a few other diehard fans are rehashing old matches. When South Asian countries have gone to war with each other, their cricket matchups can be explosive.
This little tussle developing here.
Last year, in one of the restaurants, the India versus Pakistan World Cup, it was packed. It was probably around 300 or 200 seating, but they allowed like 600 or 700 people. People were sitting on the floor.
I was always hopeless at playing cricket. But back in India, even I would run to our neighbor's house during cricket matches because it was the only place that had a TV. There'd be a dozen kids, parents, grannies, all piled up on the bed watching an old black and white television showing the test match in a faraway city. Half a world away now, I'm in front of the giant screen in San Jose, still hoping the batsman will hit the ball for a six.
Commentator Sandeep Roy is the host of Upfront on member station KALW in San Francisco. Alas, bad news for Sandeep and other Indian American cricket fans. India was knocked out of the World Cup yesterday.